This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, April 18th, and this is the best Snacks Daily we have ever cooked up and served up.
Markets inch down on a report from the Federal Reserve Bank that the economy's growth will only be, quote unquote, moderate.
Nah, moderate. It's the worst word.
But we got three great stories for you. The first one is from PepsiCo, based in Westchester, New York. It hit an all-time high, even though sugar and aspartame and salt are all kind of on the naughty list.
This is a story about snacks from snacks.
Second story, Kansas City Southern Railroad. You've never heard of it?
I haven't.
You've never rode on it?
Never.
But they've got a stock, and it rose 4% yesterday.
And it is the Amtrak of industry. It plays a special role in our economy.
Third and final story, there are reports that Wish is the third largest e-commerce platform in the world and is now worth $11 billion.
It raised $300 million because it is the Amazon of cheap things. Now, before we jump into all that, we were putting in a lot of work, you know, preparing the Snacks Daily for today. Apparently, Beyonce, great snacks listener, was working harder.
Yeah, we had three stories for today's snacks, and like one of them or two of them leaked to the press.
I almost took a nap midday. I was exhausted from all
Meanwhile,
this work.
Meanwhile, Beyonce, on Tuesday night, rolling into Wednesday night at midnight Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Very specific.
She dropped a new documentary on Netflix about her 2018 Coachella legendary concert.
A year from when she actually did it, because Coachella's going on right now.
And that's not it.
No, she wasn't, you know, she wanted to do a little more.
Same moment, she drops a 40-track live music album on Spotify and Apple Music.
I'm good. You know, I don't write songs. If I wrote one or two, I'd be happy. 10 is a stretch.
Look, everybody, right 40. Now, Beyonce owns the cover of Apple Music, Spotify, and Netflix.
And she did it all in one day.
Give me a break.
Now listen up to these key words.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Pepsi stock just jumped to a record high, and it's thanks, and I don't want to get weird about this, but it's thanks to snacks.
It had good soda sales.
It had pretty good soda sales.
Let's talk about soda.
Soda? I'm not a big soda guy now.
I drink soda at movie theaters. That's the only time.
When you're a kid, you're obsessed wherever you can get soda.
I remember the first time I had Surge, which is, I don't know if you remember Surge, Mountain Dew on steroids.
It sounds like it takes 3 years off your life. My parents, they would treat us to Masoda, which is milk and soda mixed together because, I don't know, calcium?
It's not called Misoda. No, it's called gross.
It sounds concerning in retrospect. Now, here's what happened with Pepsi. We've been following Pepsi for a while here at Snacks. And last we checked, it's Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and Gatorade sales weren't having that much
fun. Yeah, people are drinking water. They prefer sparkling water. They don't want that sugar stuff. But suddenly, these unhealthy soda drinks are having their best life.
They look gorgeous.
Overall sales for sodas jumped by 5% compared to last year, and the Pepsi family of sodas rose 3%.
Now, also Pepsi just bought Bare Foods, nice health snacks, and SodaStream because, you know, it just wants to get in better shape.
And it also has Frito-Lay. So Pepsi is a big snack company and a soda company. Everything seems to be up by like 5%.
Right. Its Frito-Lay sales jumped 5%. It said that was because of the Super Bowl. The CEO then said, what was the word?
Well, 5% doesn't sound like much. The CEO said this kind of sales growth is extraordinary.
For Fritos.
Yeah.
He even then said it was so good, and this was kind of a humble brag, that next year probably won't even be as good. Because that was just so extraordinary.
We're impressed. Investors were impressed. The stock is now at a record high.
So, snack style, we jumped into it a little closer to see what's going on with these soda sales that surprised us. Turns out, it's not the sugar soda sales that are just living their best life.
It's actually Pepsi Zero Sugar, which is formerly known as Diet Pepsi Max, formerly known as Pepsi Max, and now it's Diet Pepsi Sugar.
It's gone through like a couple identity crises, I think we could say. Now, get this, sales of Pepsi Zero Sugar. Are you sitting down, Jack?
Yeah.
Jumped 29%.
Oh, that's crazy. Jack. The sales were so good for Pepsi Zero Sugar that it's launching a new product called Gatorade Zero Sugar. Just next up is Water Zero Sugar.
Just throw the zero on anything and it works.
Another brand doing well is Bubbly Sparkling Water, which is a major LaCroix competitor. Oh, yeah.
Anything that's just sparkling with a hint of flavor is like really having fun right now.
A driver to success this quarter is advertising.
Big advertising.
Now, Pepsi Zero Sugar, actually, no, Pepsi in general, got a great Super Bowl commercial. Michael Bublé starred in a Bubbly commercial during the Super Bowl.
Love that one. Bublé, Bubbly pronunciation, yeah, Canadian jokes. Yeah, yeah, it was great. And Pepsi Zero Sugar had an ad campaign all 2018 long. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies sipping large over at Pepsi's?
Old school advertising, I'm telling you, it can still work.
Jack, let me just back that up. The CFO literally said in the earnings report, quote unquote, advertising is working.
Now, Indra Nooyi was the longtime Pepsi CEO.
Legend.
Retired last year. The new guy, Ramon Laguarta, he comes in and he says, I'm not going to try anything really extraordinary here.
But we're going to pump up the ad money.
I'm just going to do more ads because nobody has an urge to like start drinking Pepsi. But if you see a Steve Carell, Cardi B, and Lil Jon ad,
which we did,
about drinking Pepsi instead of Coke, you might start to drink Pepsi.
He has increased by double digits the spending on ads. Now, it doesn't mean Pepsi's out of the woods yet because the company is still dealing with a turnaround.
Yeah. Healthy food is still kind of a trend in America, so Pepsi is cutting jobs, shutting down plants, and tightening its belt.
But it's not cutting back in ads. For our second story, Kansas City Southern stock just hit a three-year high, and we think you should hear about this one.
The not-so-little engine that could.
And it just did?
It just did.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting to cover this. As a history major, can I throw some dates out here, Jack?
Please do.
Let me enlighten. Founded in 1887, same year as the first ever Groundhog Day.
Grover Cleveland called.
And he was like, let's make this a national thing.
This earnings report was probably distributed via inter-office telegram
with their chief finance conductor on the line.
So Kansas City Southern's core business is freight, moving physical stuff from the United States to Mexico and vice versa.
We're talking about like 6,700 miles of track here.
Now, earnings were announced yesterday. $675 million of revenue was up 6% from last year.
Stock jumped 4%. Now, classic snack style, Jack and I jumped into the earnings report, and we found some really funky things.
The train biz has some very unique metrics.
We kind of love this. It's almost, I'm going to say this, it's kind of adorable.
Here's one. Gross velocity for Kansas City Southern rose to 12 miles per hour. That's the average speed the train's moving.
They're going. How about this? The train length. The average length of these trains is like 6,000 feet.
That's flat from last year. And that explains why they're only moving 12 miles per hour. Nick, that's over a mile long.
And then get this. if the trains are going too slowly, there's a problem. People can jump on the trains and steal stuff.
The train is a mile long. Like, there aren't guards guarding the train.
No one knows it. And it's over a mile.
Theft and vandalism is a recorded, like, financial metric for this company.
They're actually concerned about that, and they have to financially note it. Now, this is why Kansas City Southern, by the way, love Kansas City. Great barbecue.
Sticky barbecue.
Very good. Ketchup-y. Made in Mexico is a really big deal right now, and that's a really big deal for Kansas City Southern.
Kansas City Southern owns a subsidiary that does lots of freight in Mexico. And since 1995, Nick, Mexico has become a manufacturing hub producing stuff for the United States.
Except the United States has seen its car production, for example, fall during that same period of time.
Yeah, and Mexico has quadrupled car production. So trade between the U.S. and Mexico, this is Kansas City Southern's core biz.
It is their bread and butter, commodities, cars, food, construction. If it's getting manufactured in one, ending up in the other, it is going through Kansas City.
So trade with Mexico is this company's lifeline. Its competitor, Union Pacific, which is also from the history books.
Great name.
It's not as reliant on international trade with Mexico. It's just focused on the United States.
Exactly. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies hauling along at 12 miles per hour at Kansas City Southern?
Some stocks are proxies for politics.
Get this. We check this out. The day President Trump took office and U.S.-Mexico relations became a focus, shares hit a low at $67. They plummeted.
Since then, there's been some tariffs here and there, but the U.S., Mexico, and Canada actually have a new trade agreement. Things are okay. So the shares for this company have doubled. Investors are relieved.
But this is what this really means for you as you're listening, is that some political trends you may be noticing really are reflected in companies related to them, and it's something to keep an eye out for.
Kansas City Southern is one of them for U.S. and Mexico trade relations.
For our third and final story, we are dying to talk about Wish because this company just raised $300 million and hit an $11 billion valuation with a B.
This story's a shocker, Nick. Wish came out of nowhere.
Jack, I had to pull Jack off the floor.
This
third
is the
time
number
today.
One most downloaded app for e-commerce of last year.
And it is the third largest e-commerce platform on Earth.
It's got 100 million users, mostly American.
And get this, its name is Wish. Now, it was founded by two programmers from Google and Yahoo who got together and said, you know what? We're going to build a company around basically two goals.
Absurdly low price. That's one of the goals.
And then the other is an absurdly obscure variety of things.
Now, this company is based in San Francisco.
Right.
And they're targeting one particular American demographic.
Exactly. The 41% of Americans who don't have quick access to $400 in cash.
Right. And to cater to these people with extremely tight budgets, they get 100,000 Chinese low-cost manufacturers to offer the lowest price, and then they put those goods on Wish.com.
Exactly. You're thinking of, I don't know, like a kind of doll-themed toenail clipper. They will find a manufacturer to make it and have them bid against another manufacturer
and
to make this happen.
And it'll be on Wish.com for like 11 cents.
10 minutes
now,
later.
The thing is, Wish is one of the top 10 valued private companies in America.
Right now.
It's up there with like Airbnb,
Uber,
Slack,
and then there is Wish. Now, the website itself to experience Wish is a very unique experience.
It's like an online dollar store that just had a hurricane blow through it.
Right, and then is putting everything on sale from $1.
You can get an ab toner. You can get lots of ab toners.
You can get as many ab toners as you want for a ridiculous price and then throw in a corn shucker.
Let me walk you through the customer experience.
Please do it.
You go to Wish.com, they immediately make you sign up for an account. So that might be how it got 100 million downloads because you can't go there without
You got to register. You got to be a wisher.
Immediately, the first thing I see is a pair of shoes that look like Adidas Boosts.
Shockingly simple.
But it says that they're 94% off. They're $11 instead of $200.
You know how Adidas shoes have the three stripes?
Yeah.
This had like a fourth
this
stripe.
This had a fourth stripe.
Yeah. Now, in terms of Wish's strategy, rumor is Amazon and Alibaba both put in offers to buy the company a few years ago.
Right. It rejected those offers. Now it's worth $11 billion. The reason Amazon wants Wish out is because Wish is dominating this low-income segment of America.
It's getting it hard. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Wish?
If you spend enough money, you will earn customers. Wish is proving that.
Now, we were just talking about Pepsi. They were focusing on big ads, big games, big TV spots. Wish focused on completely unconventional ads.
I'll be completely honest with you. The first time I read Wish was on an LA Lakers jersey. They have the advertisement on LeBron James's shoulders, and they paid $30 million to get it for 3 years.
They're going unconventional because they also were some of the earliest adopters of Facebook advertising and spent $100 million a year beginning in like 2015.
They are all over Facebook advertising. And then the last thing, they let you earn discounts on products if you log into the website like 7 days in a row.
That's how you get it. They get you to come back and they can get the price just a little bit lower.
By the way, this company is getting a lot of flack for pushing forged and counterfeit stuff on their website. Rightfully so.
Toenail clippers. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us?
Pepsi is back. Its stock is at a record high and it is doubling down on old school TV ads.
If something's not selling, just stick the word zero in its name.
Kansas City Railroad Zero shows that some stocks are proxies for politics.
I just love that they keep track of the train like speed.
Third and final story, Wish.com. If you spend enough money and offer enough stuff for cheap, customers will come.
Spending $100 million on Facebook ads probably doesn't hurt.
If you didn't know about Wish, now you know about Wish.
Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one was a kind of a wild report that came from the financial services firm BlackRock.
It's kind of rocking Wall Street right now. BlackRock believes that by 2060, only a few states in the U.S. will benefit from climate change.
It's a handful.
And the rest will get crushed.
The rest of us, it is not pretty.
Now, the potential winners are Maine, Minnesota, Washington, and Oregon. I guess like cold weather is good for skiing, but overall cold weather is pretty rough.
It's pretty hard for living.
Florida and California are among the biggest losers of climate change.
Although technically we all lose in that situation.
True. Now, yesterday, lots of big news. Check out our Snacks Daily newsletter to learn more. First, healthcare stocks. Health insurers, pharmaceuticals, every healthcare stock seemed to be down yesterday.
And then word leaked that Facebook is working on a Alexa killer.
Snackers, we got good news for you.
You're going to get a three-day weekend.
Tomorrow is Good Friday. Markets are closed.
Snacks is closed.
Snacks is closed too. We will see you again Monday. Have an amazing long weekend.
We will be cooking up some good stuff for you all weekend.
Talk to you then.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.